Welcome back. I've heard that music will come down sometimes, though. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com 5 days a week. I would really encourage people to listen in live at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The times that we're broadcasting are 3 till 5 p.m. Pacific time, 5 till 7 Central, 6 till 8 Eastern, and 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Which reminds me, Michael, it's currently just hit like 1 o'clock in the morning for you. So this means I now know the time zone for South Africa.
Yeah, we're one hour ahead of GMT.
Yeah, about midnight till 2 a.m. So now you've got daylight savings coming up soon as well too, don't you?
No, we don't have daylight savings here.
You don't have daylight savings in South Africa, mate?
No.
Oh, mate.
It just keeps churning around. It just keeps going and going.
Well, that'll be interesting to find out because whenever we do daylight savings here in New Zealand, the showtime actually goes back an hour for the local listeners. So, you know, starting on September the 31st, I think I'm taking next week off because I'm just freaking knackered. And I got a lot of really important videos to do for the Fluoride Action Network. They're not paying me, but they're in a bind, basically, because there's just nobody else. And I've kind of put my foot forward, and I'm going to try and get their videos and all of their presentations and think kind of thing, because they got fluoride out of the water in Hamilton. It's like our third largest city, Michael, and just like Dr. Paul Connett from the Fluoride Action Network predicted, a huge quantity of propaganda started spewing forth, a huge amount of abuse and threats and so on and so forth at the councillors who made the decision, and now they're going to do a referendum. So instead of a couple of informed doctors doing presentations and convincing a couple of councillors to get a frickin' toxic poison scum out of the water, you now have to convince the entire dumbed-down public on an activist budget against the entire machine of the New Zealand dental industry funding the opposition, who are full of propagandistic, frickin' lying scum. Well, that's why I have to really put my foot forward and try and help out the Fluoride Action Network, because they're outmatched, they're outgunned, and any weapon that I can lend them so that they can fight this war, I'll gladly sacrifice whatever time that I got.
You're giving them your radio time, and I think it's really courageous of you to do that, to suggest that they should put fluoride back in the water because, you know, we need fluoride for our healthy teeth, right? Sorry, it's late. It's early in the morning here, you know. The humor is fading a little bit.
Okay, well, maybe we need to get a little bit dirtier. All right. I found that very interesting. If you notice, when it's real, real late at night, that's when the dirty jokes come out kind of thing. But unfortunately, okay. this is allegedly a child-friendly show.
Yeah, it is. While you're talking about fluoride and all the good stuff, on my recent trip in the United States, I found really interesting and exciting new product that I found you get in the hotels and places that you go to. You know, in America, you hardly ever get milk anymore. You get what they call half and half, or what we call half and half. I'm not sure what half and half what, but and then there's the other alternative, which is called the non-dairy creamer, and I found that really interesting. And
is in that creamer?
Exactly. I suspect that the non-dairy cream has got all the good stuff in it, like fluoride, aspartame, you name it, with a little bit of milk flavorant, and some sort of preservative in it, sodium benzoate, I guess, as a preservative or something, and so all the good stuff in it, and then they just fill it up with a little bit of water. They shake it up so it looks cloudy, like a little bit of milky color, and it's called non-dairy creamer. And it's people put into their coffee. And just before you use non-dairy creamer, first look at the ingredients just to make sure that it does not have these ingredients, these lovely things that we've just mentioned here.
I do think that there's those general rules that you need to follow. If you can't pronounce it, don't freaking eat it. Yeah. You have no idea what that. Even if you can pronounce it, if you don't know what it actually means, don't freaking eat it. And if it's not physically possible to make it at your kitchen and home, it's probably some kind of soft kill bioweapon.
Yeah, well, when we were in Dallas, now I was fortunate enough to do a combined presentation in Dallas with Jim Mars, and Jim told me that he just recently found in one of the stores there, Nestle put out a new product, which is water. You know, the stuff that we should get in our taps, that we should be able to drink out of the tap in our homes. And now, obviously, it's got to the stage already that they've been planning this for a long time. And finally, they got us where they wanted us for a long time, where we have to go and buy drinking water, right? Jim says he saw baby water, Nestle putting out baby water with fluoride. So,
I think it's like mother's milk has. I don't know, at one part per million of fluoride, they tested mother's milk and it's like 1/250th of that, right?
Yeah.
So putting nursery water in, okay, let's think about this. What's the level of fluoride toxicity? I think it's remarkably low to the point where a couple of milliliters, which is like, I don't know, one part per million. Let's say you drink 10 liters of water, you'll get a milliliter of fluoride. So if you drink 20, 30, 40, 50 liters of water over a period of a month or something like that, you've actually sucked down almost a lethal dose of fluoride, right? And because it's just a slow kill. That's what it does, man. It absorbs, it attaches itself to calcium. So you find that it'll attach itself to the teeth. That's the first sign of fluoride poisoning there, you know, white mottling, chalky teeth kind of thing. Sometimes starts eating away at the enamel and pitting on it. And weak, brittle bones, it sucks up all the calcium, which gives your bones strength. And causes things like arthritis, hip fractures, and a number of other really nasty bone-related diseases. I mean, bone fluorosis. If you've ever seen the pictures of the people in India who have naturally high levels of fluoride in the water, it's horrific. Like, these people are severely, severely disabled. And you just think about this. How many health problems in the Western world, and let's face it, facts here, the whole Western world is sick. I probably estimate no more than 5% of people are perfectly healthy. Everybody else is sick to some degree or is about to get really, really sick.
Humanity is under full-blown onslaught. We're under attack. We're in fact, we're under attack from the skies, from the water, from the food, from the frequencies. And during the break, I said I want to talk about the frequencies because that's just ridiculous. You know, what the way people are behaving sometimes on a daily basis is clearly an indication of mind control frequencies that are getting to a large population of the world, percentage of the population of the world, because people are doing things that they under normal conditions just would not do. It's inhumane. It's strange. It is not part of human nature to do certain things, you know, and yet people are doing weirder and weirder things. So the mind control frequencies are quite severe. And I had a call from my good friend in South Africa called Paul Kravenstein, who develops these energy generating devices that actually run on zero point energy. They've been sitting, some of the devices that he's developed have been sitting in the farmlands for more than 5 years already, just running on just energy from the air and generating energy while they radiate these energies, these frequencies that kill the pathogens on the farmers' crops, whether it's viruses or bacteria or fungus or locusts or worms or whatever that's destroying the crops. he develops these devices that just sit in the field and resonate at these frequencies that destroy these pathogens.
But they don't destroy the plants or the farms?
They don't destroy. No, not at all. It's very specific. It's Rife. It's very, very similar to Rife technology, but I think it's actually gone beyond Rife, what he's doing. At the same time, they actually...
I don't know what Rife technology is. I thought Rife was when you're going through a hard time. Or is that true?
Yeah. what he's done as well is that his devices also actually activate the soil and energize the soil so that it produces higher crops and you don't need fertilizer. And the bugs and the insects don't eat the crops and so forth. So he's a master of this technology. The reason I'm saying this just to lay the ground to explain how brilliant this man is. And I know also he also works on human beings. He treats all kinds of diseases, from cancers to anything you can imagine, by identifying the frequency of the pathogen and then destroying the pathogen with that specific frequency. He doesn't like to call it frequency anymore. He says it's gone beyond frequency, so let's call it an energy field that he projects, creates some sort of resonance. I know this because he's actually cured two of my friends that had real problems. The one of my friends who had a problem that, once a week he'd end up in ICU and hospital. He would just faint from pain in his stomach. And within one treatment, he was healed. And in 3 years now, he's not had a relapse. And the other friend that I have, his dogs had huge problems, and he treated the dogs just with his frequencies and with his energies. Now, Paul called me out of the blue and said he's absolutely devastated because he's picked up these frequencies. Oh, by the way, Monsanto has now started blocking his devices, blocking the frequencies and the energies they produce in the fields, in the farmlands that he's got them working in. So they're blocking his frequencies and putting out disinformation to the farmers saying, don't use Paul Cravenstein, don't use him, he'll kill you and your family, he'll give you cancer and all this kind of disinformation that they actually tell.
So living in the straight, Monsanto, a company that kills people and gives them cancer, starts coming into them and saying, look, there's this dude who's very scary, he's going to kill you and give you cancer.
Yeah. Isn't it
what are you going to try to do, bro? You're trying to protect us from people like you.
Yeah, it's brilliant. But what's important, what I've just told you, is that They have got their own devices that are sending out energies that are blocking his energies, which tells us they know what he's doing and they have the same technology, or they have access to the same technology.
Have you ever seen the movie The Big Hit?
No, I haven't.
It's a great film, very funny, and they've got this thing that traces traces people who call your phones and stuff like that. It's called a trace buster. And he says, well, if you're going to make the call on a trace buster, how do you know they don't have a trace buster too? And he goes, yeah, but I got this. It's a trace buster buster. And then they call them up in order to try and get the money off of them. And they're setting up their machines on the other side, just going, okay, I got your trace buster. I got your trace buster buster. And I got your trace buster buster buster. All right. So, we're just thinking that's precisely what's going on here, isn't it? You've got your bug and pathogen buster, and then now the Monsanto's got the pathogen bug buster buster, and so now you've got to create your bug and pathogen buster buster buster.
So what is happening in this whole thing is that the pathogens and the viruses and the bacteria are going, what the hell's going on? These confusing frequencies, man. Am I supposed to die? Am I supposed to thrive? I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
They want to explode in a cloud of green dust.
Oh, my God, it's putting me from one way to the other. Ah!
But look, the thing that I'm trying to tell you is that Paul has got an amazing ability to actually measure and detect energy fields and frequencies and resonances in ways that other people do not have the capacity or the technology to do so. So he can measure, for example, he can actually trace what star system the beings come from that built various ancient sites on planet Earth. They actually traces the energy field back to the star system that they came from. That's how acute his measurements are and sensitive they are. And much more. There's a lot more science to what I'm talking about. Just to take you through a little bit of the science behind some of this technology is, when he first started putting the stuff in the fields, he actually built in plugs. He put plugs into his devices, like electrical plugs. Otherwise, the farmers would think that, you know, it didn't work. And then he would say, well, there's a plug, and I come and, you know, I charge it every now and then just so it carries on working. Because if he just puts a device into the field and it doesn't have any plug in it, or how do you charge it, nobody would believe that it works. So it's that kind of idiotic deception that he had to employ to, you know, get past the non-believers of the technology. And then he realized that when he started making these machines, they would actually stop after about a week of putting them in the field. They would stop, and because they would actually generate energy. They generate energy, and the energy gets stuck in and saturates the system, saturates the machine, and then it just fuses or short circuits the machine, whatever the right word is. There are no real moving parts in there. But and then he realized that it is a closed system, and this is really interesting, because the more you research this area of alternative knowledge and information, the more you realize that all systems must be open. And yeah, the moment he opened it up and he didn't, you know, keep the energy inside the system, and he fed it out and he fed it into the ground, it worked a lot longer.
All right, then, well, Michael, we're coming to break now. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to continue this explanation on the other side, Michael. It's rather fascinating. MichaelTallinger.com is the website, ladies and gentlemen. Back in a moment.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from Rothschild Mansion, right in the nice hills of Sicily, where we grow beautiful coca plants and process it and then bribe European Union politicians with it in order to enforce the kind of banking policy that we want across the EU. That's what I'm talking about. I'm above a special guest. It's Michael Tellinger. And he's also feeling very tired and a little bit hoarse, just like me. Welcome back.
That was pretty good, Vinny. That was pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been working on it for quite some time, you know. I've been smoking 17 cigarettes an hour.
Yeah. A few more cigars and it'll stick.
Apparently, when you get the throat cancer, that's when it really kicks in awesomely, and you don't even have to try or work at it anymore.
Yeah.
A little laryngitis, you know.
Right, yeah. Oh, well done. All right, so should we get back to these frequencies?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
All right. We were talking before the break about these devices that cure the farmlands of pests and viruses and all kinds of things that destroy the crops. And Monsanto is blocking my friend Paul Gravenstein's devices and his frequencies. And he realized that he had to open the system. This is a bit of the science behind it. And when he opened the system and he actually offloaded the energy that's created in the process into the ground, the system started to work great. And then he realized, even after a while, the ground around the area got saturated with the energy that he was offloading. So remember, he's now creating energy out of thin air, out of the ether, treating the lands, and then offloading energy into the ground. And then the ground got saturated. Then he tried to offload the energy into water. That worked better. And even then, the barrels of water got saturated as well. And then he started offloading it into the air. And now it runs perfectly and smoothly without any hiccups. So he's actually generating energy out of thin air and then offloading it. So my last discussion with Paul was a few months ago, and I asked him, do you think that you'll be able to convert the energy that you're offloading and dumping into the air into a usable form of energy that could, you know, run a light or something? And his answer was, yes, I think I can. Let me work on that. So it just shows you how people work in these various fields. And he's so caught up in the treating of farmers' lands and crops that he hasn't even contemplated or thought about utilizing the excess energy for useful purposes. And these are the interesting times that we're at right now, that all these kind of technologies and devices are going to start becoming very, very active and prominent in our lives.
How exactly can people get away with this? I mean, well, when I say get away with this, if Monsanto comes in and tries to block him, what's to stop them from coming in and blocking out anyone else that's trying to do it?
Well, that's not his intention. He's not really worried about blocking anyone else. I don't think anyone else is doing anything like him, especially not in South Africa.
Oh, I know, I know. I was just saying, you know, the point of this is, and this is an interesting point of discussion as well, is that whenever you're trying to do something right by humanity, some people mistake that because they're doing the right thing that they'll get support, or people won't try to sabotage or destroy them. And my experience has always been the direct opposite. The first thing you need to look at when you're doing something right by humanity is, who's going to sabotage me? Why are they going to do it? And what kind of weapons are they going to employ in order to accomplish this goal?
Absolutely. Remember that we're dealing with a draconian control group that has taken this planet under absolute control on all levels, and they will do everything and anything to make life as difficult and as miserable for humanity, because that's how they keep humanity under control. And this has become very obvious, and this is why we're seeing protests all over the world, the rise of consciousness, people waking up and starting to protest and starting to stand up and realizing that we've been had, we've been lied to, and the time has come to change that. And the bottom line here, Vinny, is it always comes back to the money. It always comes back to the money and the control and the use of money as a tool of control. Remember, it's not about the money. It's not how much money you have, and it's not about banks charging too much interest or this and that. That's got nothing to do with it. It's got to do with money being used as a tool of control, because the banking families, these elite families that control the money and on the entire planet, they don't worry about how much money they have. They worry about using the money as a tool of control. So the simplest and the most obvious way to block and circumvent their control over humanity is to stop using their money. The moment you stop using their money, they lose control over humanity. It is as simple as that. And that is really what I deal with in my new book, which I call Ubuntu Contributionism, A Blueprint for Human Prosperity. And take people on a journey of discovery and showing people how beautiful and simple it is to remove ourselves from a money-driven society, the capitalistic principles that have poisoned our minds and our lives and our psyche, and move away from using money totally in any form whatsoever, or any form of exchange or barter or trade, and moving into a society where people contribute towards their community with their God-given talents or skills that benefit not only themselves, but the entire community as a whole. And it's just such a spectacular transition, because what you do when you start thinking about this is you realize the absolute potential we have as human beings to create abundance beyond our wildest belief. The moment we employ or apply this philosophy, the abundance on every level, whether it's from food, water, to housing, to science, technology, whatever area of life you want to talk about, the abundance just goes berserk. It goes crazy, because suddenly people aren't chasing money anymore. They're actually being productive and creating
Scarcity creates fear, and fear creates paralysis, and paralysis creates freaking death.
Yeah, that's what the whole money system is all about. And I just realized recently, I think yesterday or the day before, my good friend Scott Kundal here in Johannesburg called me up, and he said he just had a realization that the whole money system is also based on sort of, you know, black hole vortex technology, the positive and negative, the opposites, positive and negative kind of science that has been imprinted in our minds, because the entire banking system works with debits and credits, the opposites of each other, and so that is how the entire banking system is constructed on some of the fundamental principles of what we would call physics, which is not really which is not really the laws of nature. It's just a very narrow understanding of how the laws of nature function, and using that against humanity to keep enslaving us. So it's fascinating to see how everything revolves around how the money system is used to enslave humanity. It's spectacular. But I also just realized that we spoke earlier about the maritime law and the legal system, or admiralty law and maritime law, that seems to be constructed around, you know, ships that navigate the sea and the oceans. And I mentioned that I seem to think that legal system goes back to the Anunnaki and many other beings who might be malicious beings that, you know, take over planets, like rogue beings that take over planets and enslave
Can I offer something here? The birth certificate, you know, apparently they say it's tradable on the stock market, right? And let's say the Anunnaki created us as their slave species, right? Wouldn't that be, that would make us livestock, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And now what we've got is our stock traded live on the stock market. I think that's an interesting little connection there.
Oh, absolutely. But what I'm thinking about, and that's very important, what you just said there is critical. What I'm thinking is that the whole maritime admiralty law is actually about navigating the oceans of space, and not just the oceans of planet Earth. So the whole thing about maritime law and navigation is actually, probably has much bigger implications and realization that we have to deal with. What I want to come back to as well, sorry, I know I'm jumping around a little bit, but it is late and my brain is free. I'm doing the best to stay with you and
it is 1:30. It is 1:33 in the morning, so
yeah,
you can be forgiven.
Exactly. So what I wanted to also just tell you is that my friend Paul Cravenstein, with this amazing technology of being able to cure disease with his frequencies and the farmers' crops and lands, has also been able to detect, who are the builders, or what star system the builders of some of these ancient sites on Earth came from. And he shared some of that with me. The other important thing is he measured the energy fields in the Great Zimbabwe, which he told me is encoded with Enki energy. Enki is a Sumerian entity, Enki, the creator of the human race, who incidentally in African mythology or African wisdom is known as Enki, the creator of the human race.
Isn't the symbol like a very similar to a crucifix, except instead of the top of the crucifix just being a piece of wood, it's like got a circle? So sort of like arms, legs together, and sort of like a head. That's sort of the symbol of the Enki, isn't it?
Well, I guess that could be one of them, but the Caduceus is often associated with Enki and the creation of the human race, and that's where the Caduceus comes from.
The Caduceus aren't relatives of the Kardashians, are they?
Yeah, exactly. The Kardashians are the hold the patent on the Caduceus. No, please don't even joke about that. So where was I going with this? I was going in this direction with it. So Paul Cravenstein called me out of the blue, and he said he's really disturbed because he's picked up frequencies that are very, very severe. Severe mind control frequencies, frequencies that are filled with disease-creating frequencies, all kinds of disease you can imagine, frequencies that create violent behavior, suicidal behavior, depression. I mean, you name it, he's picked up these frequencies, and he told me that he's traced them back to where they come from. And what was disturbing is that he's traced them to some of the major universities in the source of these frequencies in the United States, the University of the United States, the UK, some in Scandinavia, some in Australia, and also two major cities in the USA, and the two being Denver and the other one being Salt Lake City. Now, Paul knows nothing about this stuff that we're talking about here, the conspiracy stuff. He's just a basic farmer who's managed to develop the system. He woke up one morning, he had a dream about the stuff, pretty much like many of the great inventors claim that their inventions came to them in a dream. That's exactly what happened to him. About, 16, 17 years ago, he had a dream. He woke up, he drew the pictures that he dreamt, and he built the device, and it worked. And the fact that he doesn't know conspiracy theories and the deeper end of the conspiracy pool, the fact that he mentioned that he's traced the frequencies to Denver and to Salt Lake City clearly tells us that he knows exactly what he's talking about, and he can truly measure these frequencies.
What has he discovered? I mean, in terms of benefits to health, crops, and things of that nature, what has he discovered from the use of these frequencies? Is there a practical benefit that is measurable?
He's cured diseases. He's cured...
Such as? I hear cancer. Cancer's something that responds to frequency quite significantly.
Absolutely. He's had great success with cancers. Obviously, he's got to catch it in an early stage. He said that he hasn't had success with cancers in an advanced stage, but he's had success with cancers at an early stage. That's what I recall him saying. I do know that he had a very great success with my friend Garth, who lives in Port Elizabeth. Garth, as I mentioned earlier, used to have a relapse once a week and just pass out from the pain in his stomach. And after, several years of going to specialists and just charging him thousands and thousands of dollars with no effect, no benefits whatsoever, just taking the money off him and giving him nothing in return, it took one phone call from me to Paul Cravenstein and one photograph on my cell phone that I sent to Paul, and he developed he's got the ability to, just from a photograph, to determine the frequency of the organism or the energy field that comes out of your body that says what is wrong with you. Then he creates the device and he puts it into the ether and it sends it and you pick it up and it cures you. So you don't even have to take any pills or anything. He just creates the frequency from his garage or wherever he makes it, and you'll pick it up wherever you are and it'll cure you. And he did exactly the same for my friend with these very specialized pedigree dogs. The one dog has got a really bad rash, and he spent thousands of best vets and treatments. Nothing.
Final segment coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Michael Tellinger on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. MichaelTellinger.com is the website. It's almost over, Michael. I really appreciate you being up so late at night, being here with us. I know it's tough doing this, and I just want you to know that I'm really honored that you actually can be bothered. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
The flight to New Zealand by plane from New York City, it takes 22
hours. Welcome back.
So from the Twin Cities, 19. I mean, I fly all the time.
Let's bring old Lewis back down. Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the final segment. Michael Tellinger stayed awake for the whole interview, and, almost. We'll see if he falls asleep in the next 10 minutes. Because I was just thinking, I haven't been helping much, have I? I've been kind of getting you off base by interjecting with incredibly lame, bad-taste jokes.
I guess you got your own reasons for doing that, right? You didn't sleep last night, too, so... What time is it where you are?
It's like 11:44 in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. So, you'll have to draw the curtains to go to bed after this.
Yeah, it's almost lunchtime, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I probably won't be able to anyway. I've got to go out. One of the listeners has a hairdressing studio, and he offered to cut my hair, and it's kind of like a big shaggy dog of a mop at the moment. I've got to get my car warranted and registered. I need some new freaking shoes. I've got to just doing normal stuff is just a pain in the ass right now, especially when you're tired.
You mentioned car registered. Have you heard of Republic of Good Hope?
No.
Republic of Good Hope is set up by my friend Brandon in Cape Town, and it's an international society of like-minded people, and it is a sovereign entity. It is outside the jurisdiction of the Republic of South Africa, and there are, if you go online, I will send you an invitation, and then once you're a member, use my invitation number. You can then invite other people on your show. In South Africa, when you join the Republic of Good Hope, sorry, anywhere in the world, you then get an ID number, you get a driver's license, you get a car, you put in your car, your name, make of your car, and you get a car license certificate for your car from the Republic of Good Hope that you can then use, and you print out the number plates based on the number plates that are issued to you by the computer. So you can then take your car off the jurisdiction of the country that you live in, because now it is in a different independent jurisdiction. There are about 150 cars in South Africa already driving on the Republic of Good Hope number plates, driver's licenses. When you get stopped to give your ID, you give them your driver's license, the Republic of Good Hope driver's license. And it's just amazing how it's growing, and people are starting to understand that it's your right, you know, to do so. And
there's only really three rights and a prosecuting sergeant in the New Zealand police who's 15 years experience in that position told me this. You only got three rights: put up, shut up, or pay up. Everything else you kind of have to suffer for.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of people do these kinds of things that you're talking about. None of them wind up any freer. They just wind up getting harassed by the cops a lot more, and just don't have to pay the fines that they have them. But they still get hassled. And
I've heard. I haven't heard any negative feedback from the system. I know that they're in the process of issuing passports now as well. And the plan is to actually get the Republic of Good Hope ratified and recognized as an entity or jurisdiction at the United Nations. So that'll be an interesting scenario if that happens.
Yeah, it'll be like it'll be like that scene in Lethal Weapon 2. You can't do this. Diplomatic immunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be awesome to have diplomatic immunity. Yeah. Did you know that if you've got diplomatic immunity, your bags don't have to be checked when you go into countries like on a plane and stuff like that? You could literally carry in a duffel bag of cocaine and just go diplomatic security. Yeah. It just falls right through.
That's the other interesting thing, that everyone in the Republic of Good Hope is registered as a diplomat of the jurisdiction, or the whatever you want to call it. So the passport would say, now, diplomat of the Republic of Good Hope. So you would then have diplomatic immunity immediately as well. Brendan is a smart boy. He set it up really well. So check it out. The website isn't great, but the stuff that happens there is great.
Yeah.
And I recommend people to start thinking about it.
Yeah, and this will be the future of it. I mean, me personally, I'm trying to get out the word for people like that, or people who actually want to kind of do the work involved, and because you need to know a lot of information. You actually need to do a lot of your homework before and during accomplishments like this. And, I'm in the unfortunate position where I've got a hell of a lot of work covering so many different issues that basically I can't take care of myself because I'm trying to take care of everybody else. I think that's a fair trade-up, you know.
Yeah, well, you're doing a good job, Vinny. So, you know, pat yourself on the back. I'm sure that, you know, hundreds of thousands of your listeners are patting you on the back too for what you're doing.
They generally do.
So, I think I want to talk briefly before we come to an end here about the Breakthrough Energy Movement conference that I'll be going to in Boulder, Colorado. It's between the 10th and the 12th of October in just more than 2 weeks. And that's spectacular. Foster Gamble is going to be there. Now I've got a blank mind. Foster's name comes up because it's easy to remember. But there'll be so many amazing people there presenting all kinds of presentations on free energy devices, alternative energy devices, and so forth, new information. So if you are anywhere near Boulder, Colorado, come and participate in this conference. Come check it out. And I'll be doing my presentation on the free energy devices that are the stone circles in South Africa and all the scientific research and the information that I've put together from the stone circles that, incidentally, if you don't know this yet, are giving us huge amounts of free energy every second of every day. We don't have to find free energy. We have it here in South Africa. Screaming at us, more than 10 million stone circles that each one is giving us free energy. All we have to do is figure out how to use it.
Wow. I always thought the way to make a stone circle was to pass a joint around it.
Yeah.
Hey, and speaking of which, I need to give a plug for myself as well. ladies and gentlemen, this is a listener-supported broadcast, 100%. Okay, like literally, I haven't had no advertisers, sponsors, or anything like that. If you do want to advertise or sponsor the show or something of that nature, you can do what my good friend Angela Foreman from the Gourmet Soap Kitchen has been doing, and just sending me these lovely soaps and moisturizers and all of this kind of stuff. The missus loves them, and I really like them too because I kind of reek. I'm rather large, and you need really strong soap. For a man like me. And so if you are keen on sending me some products or something like that in exchange for a little bit of on-air promo and what have you, just email me through the website, vinnyeastwoodshow.com/contact.html. We'd be very keen on that. But the vast majority of the time, it's contributions from the listeners. I want 500 people to donate on a regular basis, $5 a month, with that set easy, constantly coming in income. I will not have to worry about, you know, where my next meal is coming from. Won't have to worry about my rent being paid. Won't have to worry about the internet and so on and so forth. There'll only be one thing I can worry about. Where can I spend this time and effort helping people who desperately need it? Going down to different parts of the countries and filming conferences that nobody else is going to film. And even if they do film, they never put it up on the web. I can't have that in my country, so I'll go down and I'll film it and I'll put it on the web myself. All right? This is kind of what I do. If you want to have an alternative media that is well-financed, working every single day to expose scumbaggery in this country and running an international radio show that brings on people like Michael, who, you know, by the way, Michael, you're really quite a fabulous man. And thank you so much for donating some of your time here, I must say. If you appreciate that service that I am offering, I mean, nobody pays me to do this. People donate, they give. I give out what I can to do for people what they cannot do for themselves in a lot of cases, especially with the activists here in New Zealand who aren't exactly tech savvy. I give them the coverage that they deserve because they're sacrificing a lot of their life to serve humanity and expose scumbaggery. And for frack's sake, somebody needs to support them. Nobody else seems to be doing it, so I'll do it. And if you can't do it, then frickin' support me, and I will make sure that it gets done in your stead. Go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. There is a bank account number there for KiwiBank if you're in New Zealand and you want to start a regular automatic payment. Or if you're overseas, there is a PayPal option there. With a number of different donation options as well. If you don't want to donate regularly, you can just do a little once off. And I really appreciate all of this because I'm managing to help a lot of people. That's what I figured out. And when you're helping a lot of people, there's an inherent responsibility to keep doing it and do it even better every single day. That's all I got to say about that. Now, Michael, we've only got
that was great. That was great, Vinny.
Yeah.
We've only got how much time have we got left? We've
got less than a minute. MichaelTellinger.com, MichaelTellinger.com, and MichaelTellinger.com is the website, ladies and gentlemen. Check out his work. It'll blow your freaking mind.
But also, Vinny, you and I must talk because I'm planning to come down under to Australia and New Zealand and do some presentations on my work there. So let's try and put something together for New Zealand.
Yeah, that'd be a choice, man. That'd be a choice. I would love to have the extra time and effort and resources and so on and so forth to run events and hire out venues. That's another reason why I want that 500 donations a month of $5 a piece for everybody. So please, again, go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. I'll be able to hire out venues and things like that for people like Michael when he visits. And Stuart Swerdlow is coming to Australia as well. We don't have the money to hire out a venue for New Zealand. Otherwise, he would have come here too. You know, this is the kind of thing. You know, you pay it forward and I'll make sure that it gets invested back into the activist community, at least around here, and the international community as well, through YouTube and the internet. So thank you very much, Michael. Tellinger.com is the website, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you again sometime, folks.